And on this weekend's Motherlode Views, we are focusing on ATCA, the Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency. We're joined in the studio by the Executive Director, Joe Boers. ATCA is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. Director Boers, next thing I'd like to ask you about is just kind of in general COVID-19, looking back on this past year, you know, what kind of impacts did you see, whether it be from just the operational running the organization or the demand on services during that time?
Yeah, boy, what a year it's been, huh? Or 15, 16 months now. We went from early March, with our lobbies packed in Sonora and in Jackson to closing our doors to the public in the third week of March. And, you know, I posed the question to our leadership team and our staff, you know, how are we going to do this? How are we going to serve the public without skipping a beat, if possible? Our IT department did wonderful things in getting our staff able to work remotely. Our staff wholesale accepted that they would continue to work from home and serve the community's needs, and have done that tremendously well. And I just have so much appreciation and gratitude for what they've been able to do over the last 16 months. Demand has been up, as you can imagine. The food bank food demand has been up 15% to 20% this entire time. Gratefully, there's been a lot of support that's come in from community members to support that need. Housing needs and energy assistance have been high as well. So we've been able to continue all of our services and Head Start, I mean, remote learning, distant learning for families and kids. Really some innovative stuff that they were able to do on YouTube and other methods. It's remarkable that we've been able to continue for the last 16 months.
I was going to ask you this question earlier, too, but funding for ATCA, how do you receive the funding to do your operations?
Funding generally comes from either federal, state, or local grants. We do get a large number of donations, though, which are greatly appreciated, primarily for the food bank and for our emergency shelters. But the majority of our funding comes from federal or state or local grants.
And then if people wanted to find out more information about ATCA or the services you provide, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, it would be to go to our website. It's updated constantly. That's ATCA.org, ATCAA.org. And feel free to look around. There's many, many pages there of information. There's history on how we were formed there. There's a list of our leadership team. You can take a look at that and how to apply for various types of assistance that you might need.
And did you say earlier ATCA has around 125 workers?
That's correct. We do. We have 125 workers, and we operate on a budget of about $11 million a year.
I didn't realize your staff was that large. Are you regularly hiring different people, and do you have positions open in the community?
We do, and we're really struggling to find qualified individuals to work with us. We have a number of openings. I can tell you that we've been looking for somebody with either construction experience or somebody who's willing to learn the construction trade to work with our wet weatherization crew out of Jamestown. We just found one good qualified candidate, and we'll be reaching out to that person this week to make them an offer, but we still need some more. And we're always looking for Head Start, early Head Start teachers and assistants as we open up into the next year.
Is the website the best place to look for opportunities?
It is. There is actually a link to employment opportunities at the ATCA.org website.
Got just about a minute left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Earlier, you talked a little bit about the importance and the operations of the food bank. Have there been some recent improvements at the food bank as well?
There have, BJ. As you know, tremendous we've been tremendously fortunate with donations from partners around the community, including Sonora Area Foundation, Adventist Health, and Sonora Rotary Club, among many others. We've procured a $165,000 refrigerator truck to bring that close to 1 million pounds a year from Merced area up to our food bank for distribution to our partner pantries. Our past one was no longer qualified to operate as of January 1st. We also, through donations, were able to put in a backup generator at the food bank. That was about a $50,000 backup generator. So now we're protected from power outages and PSPS events. And right now we're in the process of putting in a $120,000 walk-in refrigerator inside the food bank. So the CARES money and donations, which have been coming in over the last year and a half, have really enabled us to step up and do some really good things at the food bank.
It's great to hear. So, Director Boers, we thank you so much for coming on today, getting us up to speed on ATCA, as well as the 40th anniversary, and keep us posted on how things come along this coming year as the organization thanks the community and also looks back on the time and the things that have been done here locally.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.